My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we're going to talk about how Neil and Eric get smarter. So we're going to talk about the various sources we go to, the people we talk to, all the cool stuff, and then you can kind of judge how you want to get smarter.
Or let's make this fun. How about we each give one tactic, our number one tactic that we use to get smarter, and let's make it more specific, smarter in business, right? Because there's general knowledge and there's business knowledge. So do you want to go first or do you want me to break down the number one way I use?
I'll go first. So on my end, I think the number one way for me is A, I act like an idiot. I try to most of the time. So I'm the dumbest person. I try to act like the dumbest person in the room. I also try to surround myself with people that I think are a lot smarter than me. So joining a lot of different peer groups or creating our own peer groups. Like Neil and I, we have our own peer group. I go to the TED conference once a year. Well, once this all this stuff is over, the EOs, the YPOs of the world, right? These are just all great scenarios for me to continue to uncover the things that I don't know that I don't know. So I'm really continually looking for, to me, this is mentorship, right? Because I just want to continue to learn and explore and get better. And then that will help guide my thinking for the future. Because all the information I'm taking in, like all the people I hang out with, that does continue to inform my worldview.
So the number one strategy I use to get smarter in business is I learn from my competition. And the way I learn from my competition is really silly, but it works so well. Everyone these days is going on video interviews, lives on Instagram or podcast interviews, and they share like their success. And it's funny because the more successful someone is and the better off they've done, they want to break down and brag more on like, this is how I did this and this is how I grew and this is the lessons I learned. Now, some people are humble about it. It can go both ways. And honestly, I don't even care if they're humble or they're arrogant. All I care about them is them breaking down everything they learned and how they got to where they are, especially if they've done better than me. And if they're smaller than me, I still listen to it because maybe they're doing something else that I should be learning from. And on podcasts, for some reason, or video interviews, people love revealing everything, not just revenue numbers, but what their main strategies are to grow, where they're going in the future, what big changes are coming up. This is all giving you better intelligence on how to run your business. And I don't know why people spill their beans on podcasts, but I love it.
It's a really good tactic, by the way. So just go into your Overcast or whatever, you know, podcast player you're using and do that. Like, I've actually done this a couple of times. All these people go on Nathan Latka's podcast, which I love because he grills them, right? You get every single, you get the churn numbers, you get all the revenue growth numbers where they're struggling. And then, you know, you go from there. But what I would say too, just to kind of expand on me saying, look like an idiot, I don't try to act too smart in a room, because you're also going to see the people that treat you like crap as well. Those are the people that's like, oh, that's the real personality, right? So maybe those are people that I don't want to engage with in the future, but it's a really good filter to see, right? And then ones that are genuinely kind, those are the ones that will be nice to you. It doesn't matter if you're not someone they think they can get value from, right? So, you know, that's what it is. It's a little game that I like to play. But just a couple more things from my side. I don't know, Neil, where you want to take this, but I'll just name a couple of podcasts I find super valuable because Neil mentioned podcasts. My First Million from Sam Parr and Sean Peary. I really love that one because they bring on amazing guests and they just talk about business trends. Love that one. I also love Invest Like the Best, Patrick O'Shaughnessy. I think he talks to amazing founders as well. Final one I'll say is All In from Chamath Palihapitiya, David Sachs, and Jason Calacanis. And they have another guy named David Friedberg, but they just talk about really cool stuff. So these aren't like the interview ones I'm talking about where you can glean a lot of information from. But if you want that type of information, listen to Nathan Latka's podcast. Neil, do you know other ones?
Yeah, Leveling Up, your podcast, you grow quite a bit of people and you're getting a lot of information. So I've used that. Another one that I love is Mixergy. Andrew Werner does something similar where you get tons of insights. So that way you can figure out how to grow your business quicker as well.
Cool. Are we done with this one? All set?
That's all set. Make sure you rate, review this podcast. Really appreciate it. We're trying to get more reviews, whether it's on iTunes or Google Play. Just please, please, please rate, review. Thank you very much.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.